Why do we avoid listening to music in Islam?
We avoid listening to music in Islam because it can distract us from remembering Allah and fulfilling our religious duties.
How does listening to music affect our focus during prayer and worship?
Listening to music can divert our attention away from Allah and prevent us from fully concentrating on our prayers and worship.
What does Islam say about using drugs?
Islam prohibits the use of drugs because they harm our bodies, minds, and souls, and can lead us away from the right path.
What are some dangers of using drugs?
Using drugs can lead to addiction, health problems, poor decision-making, and even legal troubles.
Why is it important to avoid being close to someone of the opposite sex without marriage?
In Islam, being close to someone of the opposite sex without marriage can lead to temptation and inappropriate behavior that goes against Allah's teachings.
What can happen if we engage in inappropriate relationships?
Engaging in inappropriate relationships can lead to broken hearts, unwanted pregnancies, and feelings of guilt and regret.
How do inappropriate relationships affect our society?
Inappropriate relationships can weaken the fabric of society by undermining the institution of marriage, causing family conflicts, and leading to the birth of children without proper care and support.
What are some consequences of having illegal relationships?
Illegal relationships can result in emotional pain, social stigma, and difficulties in raising children without the stability of a committed family.
Why does Allah dislike inappropriate relationships?
Allah dislikes inappropriate relationships because they lead to actions that are harmful to individuals, families, and society as a whole.
How can we protect ourselves from the negative consequences of forbidden actions?
We can protect ourselves by following Allah's guidance, surrounding ourselves with positive influences, and making wise choices.
What role do parents and teachers play in guiding us away from forbidden actions?
Parents and teachers play a crucial role in educating us about right and wrong, helping us understand the consequences of our actions, and providing support and guidance.
How can we resist peer pressure to engage in forbidden actions?
We can resist peer pressure by staying true to our values, seeking support from trusted adults, and making friends who share our beliefs and values.
What should we do if we find ourselves in situations where we are tempted to engage in forbidden actions?
We should seek help from Allah through prayer, remember the consequences of our actions, and seek advice from wise and trustworthy individuals.
How can learning about the consequences of forbidden actions help us make better choices?
Learning about the consequences helps us understand the importance of obeying Allah's commands and motivates us to avoid actions that can harm ourselves and others.
What are some positive alternatives to engaging in forbidden actions?
Positive alternatives include spending time with family and friends, pursuing hobbies and interests, and engaging in acts of kindness and charity.
How can we earn Allah's pleasure and avoid His anger?
We can earn Allah's pleasure by obeying His commands, seeking His forgiveness when we make mistakes, and striving to live a righteous life.
Why is it important to seek forgiveness if we have engaged in forbidden actions?
Seeking forgiveness shows that we regret our mistakes, are willing to change our behavior, and are sincere in our desire to please Allah.
What are some ways we can contribute to building a better society?
We can contribute by being responsible citizens, treating others with kindness and respect, and promoting justice and equality for all.
How does following Allah's guidance lead to a happier and more fulfilling life?
Following Allah's guidance brings peace of mind, inner contentment, and a sense of purpose and direction in life.
What role does faith play in guiding us towards making right choices and avoiding forbidden actions?
Faith strengthens our resolve to do what is right, gives us hope and courage in difficult times, and reminds us of our ultimate accountability to Allah.